From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. A good business to be in these days is producing any technology that allows financial players to react to or execute a trade faster than a rival. We live in the era of high-frequency trading. The word investment does not apply since people hold positions for mere fractions of a second. But might some of this blink-of-an-eye trading mask insider trading or other market manipulation? The Wall Street Journal is reporting today that the FBI has been looking into these questions as part of a wide-ranging investigation that's been underway for about a year. Beyond questions of criminality, high-frequency trading may leave regular investors with the feeling the system's rigged against them. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has more.
High-frequency traders use special tricks to make money on other people's trades. They do it a penny at a time by being milliseconds faster than anybody else. A millisecond is 1/1,000th of a second. Brian Batchelor is with Scott Trade. He says even if you're a day trader, you're not playing against these guys.
We do have some people who are very active traders, but they're talking more in minutes, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15-minute intervals, as opposed to the milliseconds. That millisecond game is for institutional players only.
There are two kinds of institutional players in this millisecond game. The high-frequency traders are the sharks. Our mutual funds are the minnows. They get bit every time they do a trade. So what does this mean for my retirement? Here's Lawrence Gloston. He's a finance professor at Columbia University.
What it means is if you want to retire someday, you should be putting your money into an index fund in which they're not going to bear many of these costs at all.
Because index funds do less trading. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.